Conference host and facilitator
Love
of Hostile
Talk
Murder
Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your conference facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Welcome on tonight. We just come by radio to just encourage someone to just remind you that Jesus is Lord. In spite of what you're dealing with, in spite of what you're going through, even at this very moment, we just stop by way of airway to just encourage you to just know that the Lord Jesus loves you unconditionally. He loves you in spite of what you're dealing with. He loves you in spite of what you're going through, even at this very moment. And we just come by to encourage you on tonight not to give up on the Lord, not to give in and not to be discouraged, but to wait diligently on the Lord, for he will sustain you in the very time that you need him to be able to sustain you the most. Glory to God. We just come by to just let you know that when you keep your hope and trust in the Lord Jesus, that he will sustain you. He will keep you. He will be there to encourage you at that very moment when you feel like throwing in the towel. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. So what exactly is that saying to the people of God on tonight, Apostle Keith?
It's pretty much saying that we can prophesy, we can lay hands on the sick, we can do all these things, but if we have not love, we don't have anything, because love is the greatest gift, because the Bible says love will cover a multitude of sin. If we don't have love, we can't accomplish anything. If we all have the love of God within our heart, within our spirit, within our very being, we operating under a spirit that's not like God, because God said love is the greatest gift. That means the greatest gift of all. You got to have love, to love will move mountains.
Amen. So love, therefore, is able to help that person that is out there that is feeling suicidal on tonight. Love is able to help them to be able to overcome what they're going through at this very moment. Do you have a little word of encouragement for that one that may be listening by way of airway right now that will give them that nugget of hope that they need to just continue on in the Lord?
Yes. I just want to encourage you today, just keep on loving on God and knowing that God will come through for you no matter what situation and trials and situation will come up in your life. The God that he ran on the just as well as the unjust. But one thing we do have, and that's hope in God through his love, and that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That means God loves you. He loves you. He loved enough to send his son to die on the cross to save someone just like me and you. So if he thought enough of you to send his son to save your life, that's one more than enough reason to live your life. Live your life to the fullest. Live your life to the fullest and get everything that God has for you, the purpose that God has for you in your life, and let it be fulfilled within yourself and through God.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, I do thank you for joining Blog Talk Radio on tonight. And it's our prayer that someone was encouraged by the message of love on tonight. Just the fact of knowing that God loves you no matter where you are, in the lowest state that you may be in your life right now. Put your faith and trust in the Lord and learn to love on him. As you learn to love on him, he will love you back. And that will fill that void that you may be filling in your life right now. So we're going to close out with prayer on tonight, and we pray that someone will just be encouraged, someone will have a greater measure of hope to continue on. And we pray in Jesus' name that you will feel his love even by way of radio on tonight. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus that we come on tonight to just bless you, to praise you, and to magnify your name. God, we thank you because you are the ultimate God, and above you there is no other. So we pray on tonight for that person that may be depressed, that person that may be sad, that person, Lord God, that may feel like giving up, that person that is feeling suicidal even now, that want to take their own life because of the circumstances and conditions that they find themselves facing. We pray, Lord God, that the spirit of encouragement will just fall afresh on them. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be encouraged and that they will have hope to continue pressing on in you. Continue to bless your people on tonight, God, and we give your name the glory, We give your name all the honor, and we give your name all the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen and glory to God. Join us every Tuesday night by way of Blog Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. We will be doing an upcoming series on dealing with the spirit of offense. If that is you, join us on tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. Until then, be blessed.